Got just, the list of the office.
Yeah. But you have to say that, though. You're going to have to say, because we can't just only name a few.
Irreverent, entertaining, and cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Santiago, Chile, to Cairo, Egypt, Auckland, New Zealand, and Billings, Montana, we are the Tastemakers. Welcome, everybody, and a happy Tuesday morning to you.
Happy morning, or good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the world.
Hey, well, it looks like the rain finally departed, Mark. I mean, we haven't had rain, in about a month or so, and the rain is gone, and it's a beautiful, clear day out here.
We had a kind of a good dumping for a day or so, or half a day. Now the sun is shining, it's beautiful, and it's sunny Southern California weather again.
And I'm telling you, did you see the news this morning about that the blizzard in the east?
Yeah, and the funny thing about that, also New York City, and the great thing about it is we left New York City 8 days ago to come back to L.A., so we got lucky that we weren't there this week.
You know, and I just spoke to a client about 30 minutes ago from New York, and the first thing I asked her was, how is the blizzard? Because out here, they were really building up to be the storm of the century, right?
Yeah, they're calling it the blizzard of the century.
So evidently they weren't impacted as hard as they thought, and it has drifted on to the Boston area and northern parts of the country as well. But, I mean, they sure were building it up. And Al Roker this morning, I don't know if you heard this, Mark, he said for the snowplows to come out, it costs – and this has got to be – this can't be. He says $1 million per square inch to clean the snow.
Oh, for Pete's sakes. Is Al kidding me?
Yeah.
That's impossible.
Yeah, isn't that right? So, anyhow, beautiful day here. The rain has since departed. And blue skies, a little crisp outside, but other than that, fantastic.
It is the winter. You know, it is the winter.
It is the winter.
So we're entitled to have a little cooler temperatures. Yeah. But let's look back for just a couple of days ago during the weekend.
Yeah.
We had 80 – I was in Malibu, and it was 85 degrees at Gladstone's.
And I was on a nature hike, and it was absolutely beautiful there,
85
too.
Or Saturday. It was Saturday, I guess, right? Yeah.
That's living in Shangri-La, as you like to say. It's kind of crazy.
Yes, I know.
But I got to say it again. Did you see what I saw, how they were building this up to be the storm?
Yeah, and then this morning they said that –
it kind of petered out.
They said that, well, we made a mistake. It wasn't as bad as we thought it was. Yeah. But that's good. You know,
they had the mayor of the city talking about how it's going to be the absolute worst. Anyhow, so we're happy to say that New York wasn't hit as hard as they thought that we're going to be.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, we love New York.
Yeah, lots going on, Mark. Lots
of show to go because, I mean, there's just so much stuff that's been going on in the last couple of weeks we got to talk about. So we're going to try to crank it out as much as we can. Whatever we miss today, don't panic. Don't worry. There's another show coming around the corner.
Yeah,
the Tastemakers.
We have a lot to pack in, and we're going to start the show with some quick shout-outs. Well, not some quick shout-outs, some big-time shout-outs for people that participated in brands and clients.
We recently produced the official celebrity gifting bag for the Beat Bobby Flay Show on Food Network. It was the third season, I think, or was it the fourth?
Third season.
So this was a great bag because, I mean, it was going to some great talent. Not only was Bobby Flay getting it, you had Guy Fieri getting it, Giada De Laurentiis getting it, Mario Lopez, Rachel Ray.
Yeah, we had a lot of other.
Al Roker. Speaking of Al Roker, yeah.
They weren't all food people, so we had a wide variety. And Cameron Diaz was even on that list.
Right, Cameron Diaz was on the list. So
they started, I guess, the third season. So
and one of the best things that I thought was in this bag was I love cookies. I'm a cookie guy. As a matter of fact, we were just attending the Cookie Con here in Pasadena
we'll
a couple days ago.
We'll talk about that. Show.
I love cookies. So who doesn't love cookies? Mitch's Cookies. Mitch'sCookies.com. These guys have some of the best cookies out there. If you haven't had a chance to sample them or get them in your stores, please go to their website at Mitch'sCookies.com. Great website, great cookies, and I'm sure if you order some, you're going to be very pleased with what you get. So thanks, Mitch's Cookies, for being part of the Bobby Flay gift bag.
Belcor Preserves, of all places, Mark, from Jamaica.
Yeah, speaking about Jamaica, we'll talk about that in a minute, about how she got stiffed for Miss Universe the other day.
Oh, yes, we will. That will come later in the show.
But Belcor Preserves, right?
Big shout-out to Belcor Preserves from Jamaica that also participated in the Bobby Flay gift bag. Also, another Southern California company called Arawak Farms, located here, I believe, in Irvine, California. A variety of rubs and spreads,
you know,
and,
here
in seasonings.
Here in the LA area, I barbecue a lot, and so rubs is something that I use every time when I'm cooking some beef, some ribs,
and there's
some
a lot of
hamburger.
Variety, a lot of competition.
You got to put the rubs in. So yeah, thanks again to Lee's Rubs,
because like I said, there's a lot of different brands out there. You want to make sure you get the right one. So
And I'm sure a lot of people our listeners around the world watch Shark Tank. I know you love Shark Tank. I love Shark Tank.
Hey, you know what? Wait a second, Mark. I forgot to start off the show with the celebrity birthdays.
I know, but that's because we had so much to do. We figured we'll pass on the birthdays for the show because we got a lot of stuff to pack in today.
Okay.
We're not going to cover everything today. But I love Shark Tank. I know you love Shark Tank. We've got a brand that was just in our Beat Bobby Flay gift bag, which is fantastic. By the way, our people, the producers at Beat Bobby Flay, love this brand and would love to get more of it. So I'm not sure if they're talking about to get into season 4 or just to have on the set or whatever, but it's magiccook.net. It's a neat little container, you know, for cooking and putting your foods in there. So, again, a great website. They were on Shark Tank, magiccook.net. So thanks again for participating in the Beat Bobby Flay gift bag.
Gourmet lollipops.
Yeah, gourmet lollipops.
Fantastic. Not only do they taste good, I like how it sounds, and the box is great. So big shout out to Gourmet Lollipops, Tito's Vodka, which participated as well. They were the alcohol sponsor. You got to love Tito's.
Jarlsberg Cheese. Now, you know, these guys have been doing cheese, I think the year since 86. They've been producing their quality, premium, I don't even say gourmet cheese, Jarlsberg Cheese. A lot more brands to mention. We're going to try to mention them throughout the show. If you get missed on today's show, don't worry. We'll get you on the next show.
Yeah, or if you want to just drop us a quick email or a text, we'll shoot you in. But like Mark said, lots to go over, lots of brands to discuss as well.
Yeah. So thanks for listening in. Thanks for tuning in. What's on the agenda today?
Well, always lots, Mark. You want to start off with the Miss Universe pageant? Let's talk beauty pageant.
Let's work on
three parts, Mark, because over the course of the last 10 days, we had the Miss Universe pageant. We also attended the Miss California pageant, and we judged the recent Miss New York USA pageant. So let's talk beauty pageants.
All right. Well, let's start off with Miss California. We attended the event in
Long Beach. About 10 days ago.
Yeah, which was great. We had great seats. We were in the second row. We were there because basically we were supporting. We had chose Miss Malibu USA a few months ago. We had chosen Miss Beverly Hills USA a few months ago. So we were invited.
As Miss Hollywood USA.
As well as Miss Hollywood USA. Yeah. So we were invited to come in. And not to judge, not to gift.
Invited guests.
But as invited guests.
And how about
guests.
Those seats?
Great seats.
We had better seats than Gerardo. Was he a hip hopper? Back in the early 90s, Rico Suave.
Yeah, hip hopper. I guess you'd call
him
hip hopper.
His daughter was Miss Malibu that we voted. Anyhow, we had better seats than he.
Yeah, great seats.
He was the back of us.
Great seats. Yeah. So it was a great show. However, it went a little bit too long. It was about 3 hours and 15 minutes.
A little bit.
They combined Miss Teen and they combined Miss California.
There were a lot of girls.
A lot of girls because this is California.
California's compared to when we did Nevada last year, there was 55 total, teen and miss. So 55 for Nevada and about 150. Or was it 150 for Miss California?
Something like that. Great show. Our Miss Beverly Hills came in the top five. She didn't win Miss California, which was a shame because she was a beauty, but she did come in the top five. So we're always happy to have our girls in the top five. So.
Wasn't she in the top three? Wasn't she the runner-up? No, she wasn't
the runner-up. No, it wasn't the runner-up. It might have been the top three, but really it doesn't make any difference. Either the top three or top four. If you're in the top five, that's
what
counts.
If you're in the top two, it does because in case something happens and you have to step in. But other than that, you're right, the top five.
Which might very well be the case in Miss Universe, which just happened a couple of days ago in Doral, Miami, where Matt and I both chose Nia Sanchez to win Miss Nevada back a year ago in Las Vegas. She then went on in June of last year to win the Miss USA pageant. She then went on to compete for Miss Universe, made it to the final, the runner-up.
Looked absolutely beautiful, and as all the girls did. The competition when you get to this level is unbelievable.
But she made it to the runner-up, and the winner was Miss Columbia, which I think as a professional judge, as a professional pageant king, Miss Columbia.
Did you say pageant king?
I did.
That's
Miss Columbia didn't stand a chance to Nia Sanchez, Miss USA.
Oh, didn't stand a chance.
Yeah, in my opinion, there were five finalists in the bottom, in the top five, and Miss Columbia was the worst of the bunch. And if anybody should have won, it would have been Miss Jamaica. Miss Jamaica didn't win. She had a non-traditional beauty pageant look. By that, I mean she wasn't as big up top, she wasn't as wide, and she didn't have the hair. She was a lot thinner. She had shortcut hair like a Halle Berry, and she didn't have that overall pageant look for the Miss Universe, Miss USA pageants.
Very, very sexy, and she answered the question better than anybody.
Very elegant, very elegant, but she's not the traditional pageant look.
I think it had to do with the short hair.
There was a lot involved. I think there was politics involved with this particular one. I'm not exactly sure why, how, or who, but Miss USA, Nia Sanchez, should have won. We were robbed. Not only was the USA robbed, but we were robbed as we would have liked to take claim for picking Miss Universe.
Did you see your favorite person, Lisa Vanderpump, on the Insider last night talking about it?
Oh, no, I didn't. I missed that one.
Yeah.
I think I did. Yeah, I did see it.
Those four shows that get mixed up.
Yeah.
She was talking to one
I don't
of
like
them.
Lisa Vanderpump that
yes,
one bit.
Yes, very well known. Have you ever seen her show?
Yeah. Oh, the Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah.
5 minutes of it.
Yeah, I can't get any deeper than that. But anyhow, she was basically saying, you know, they're all beautiful. You know, it's a very difficult competition. You know, whether we pick this one or this one, you know, there's only one winner. Like I always say, there's only one winner. Only one person can win, so there's going to be a lot of losers. But, yes, she was throwing her two bits into the
And see, here you go again. Somebody posted yesterday, which I thought was great. They said, regarding the Miss Universe show, the crown is horrible. The final answers were the worst ever. The final questions were awful as well. You couldn't even understand half the judges. The host did nothing for me. Athletes and housewives should not judge.
Where are you
period.
Reading this from? This
we had a Facebook comment Sunday afternoon evening about it. And totally right. Vanderpump wouldn't know a beauty if it came and hit her in the head.
Wow.
When the interview I was watching last night, she says, oh, and the interviews are so important. No, they're not, you stupid putts. This is a beauty pageant. It's not an interview pageant. If you want interviews, go to the interview show. This is a beauty pageant that's judged on beauty, specifically the face.
Mark, you know, just recently when we were in New York judging Miss New York USA, didn't somebody on one of the judge panels say how important it used to be to ask the question?
Miss America is important for the question, not in the United States.
Actually,
when
we were riding to the airport, or guests that we were riding to the airport with, who was a former Miss Page.
Questions are used for tiebreakers. If there's two people that you think are the best, they're identical, and I don't know which one to choose, when it comes to the questions,
that's what you use to
make your decision.
Yeah.
But the questions are not going to be used to decide who's Miss Universe.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about
and, you know,
it.
That really upsets me when you hear a Vanderpump say something as stupid as that. It's a beauty pageant, and I'm judging on the beauty in the face and the rest of the body. But it's beauty and the interviews and the questions, tiebreakers.
And athletes, I think there were three. Let's see, there was a baseball player, there was a skateboarder, and there was a football player.
Yeah.
And was there a martial art? And Manny Pacquiao, so there's four of them.
Yeah, I don't know. An athlete is a guy that can tell a good-looking girl.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there's any reason why.
So this posting said no.
No athletes, no housewives. So I don't know. In a way, yes, but
we were judging Miss Malibu, Miss Beverly Hills. One of our fellow judges was a housewife of Orange County.
Right.
Yeah, so I got no problem with the housewives. You don't like Vanderpump. Okay, I get it. But I got no problem with the housewives being judges.
As long as they know what they're doing.
I mean, if this person who says no athletes and no housewives, who do they want? I mean, you got to mix it up. You got to have a fashion person in there. But they didn't have any hair or cosmetic people on
which are strange.
Yeah. They had that one executive that looked like she couldn't even speak English or whatever. But usually they always have cosmetics or makeup.
Yeah.
Always.
Because of the sponsors. They always have a sponsor in
there. But the show went on too long.
That's because they had two of those promos for Doral Miami for Donald Trump and the city.
Did you see Matt Lauer today talking to what's her name? She got eliminated last night.
Don't tell me. I didn't watch it yet. I didn't watch TiVo'd it last night.
Anyhow, Matt Lauer was saying, you know how Trump loves his Doral and how that's his, that's his thing.
That's why
I thought his thing was out here at the... The one that where did you get married at? That
Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach.
Yeah, that's a resort too, right?
It's a golf resort.
Okay, and Doral is that a resort?
That's 10 minutes from South Beach.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, so that's it for Miss Universe, and we went
great show. But again, Miss USA Nia Sanchez should have won.
Yeah, boy, did she
look
good.
She was the beauty. Yeah,
boy, did she look good.
I tell you, in the 12 months since she was crowned Miss Nevada, she's really improved her appearance, She's had media training. She went from just winning a Miss Nevada pageant to being and beating a stunning beauty queen.
Yeah, beating out 55 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, so from California to Universe to Miss New York USA, which took place almost 2 weeks ago. We had the pleasure of traveling.
Well, it took place 9 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had the pleasure of traveling to New York, actually White Plains, which is about a 30-mile...
Westchester, a suburb of White Plains.
Yeah, that's where the pageant took place, and it was cold.
But, of course, we landed in New York City.
Yeah, we landed in New York, went straight to Manhattan, yeah. Straight to have...
happy hour at the Casablanca.
The Casablanca
Hotel. Which is a great hotel right there in... it's a little secret about New York City in Times Square, right off of Times Square. Yeah. Literally, you walk out the door, you walk 5 feet... You're right in front of Toys R Us.
It's not the Westin, it's not the Hilton, it's not the Sheraton.
It's a independently hidden, owned, unique gem.
Casablanca. Hey, we're giving a shout out, Mark. Like if they're a sponsor,
and they're not, but it's the unknown boutique hotel of Times Square
that didn't end at 6 or 7; it went on to 8.
Yeah, champagne, cheese, crackers, wine, cappuccinos,
friendly service,
olives, fruit, vegetables. I mean, just a fantastic. And then you've got the assortment of newspapers to choose from: the Post, the Times. You know, the Journal. So it's a great way to start your evening like we did with Happy Hour there.
And then we slithered out to Times Square when it was a brisk 25 degrees.
Yeah, very
hung out there
brisk
for a little bit, and the place
degrees.
Was packed, and it was about 9 o'clock or 8:30, and the Times Square, as usual, is always packed, and we went over to Sardi's. World
had to have a nightcap at Sardi's.
Yeah. It's funny, Mark, how the restaurant was dead. Now, this was Thursday. It was Thursday night we were
and
there.
And we were there. It was probably around 10, I guess.
Yeah, but the restaurant was dead, but the bar was crazy.
The bar upstairs,
yeah. You walk in, and it was like the dead zone.
You got to love Sardi's.
Yeah.
You know, this is a place where they still the waiters still wear their little vests and their little bow ties, and it
mm-hmm.
looks like it's something right out of 1935.
Mm-hmm.
So it was...
That's how they are at the... that crab place in New York, and not New York, in Las Vegas, not Joe's Crab Shack, the upper scale one. They still have the little vest.
Oh, Joe's Stone Crab.
They still have the little vests and stuff there, which is great. But anyway, White Plains, Sardi's, Times Square. And then we arrive at the Renaissance Hotel in Westchester,
which was a great hotel.
Great hotel,
because we're out there in the country. It looked like, right?
Yeah, it was in the country, and we were just minutes away from the Rockefeller Estate and the Washington Irving Estate,
Sleepy Hollow
writer as well. And there we were for 4 days of 3 days of judging.
Very rustic out there at the Westchester Renaissance.
Yeah, very rustic and very.
They took
cold.
Care of us too. Great hotel.
Very cold. But, yeah, it was 150. I was judging the Miss, and you were judging the teen.
Yeah.
And we had 150 girls that we were
We had 75 teen, but at time of the show, 5 had dropped out. Or 7 had dropped out. We were down, I think we did 68. We judged 68, which was great. One of our fellow judges on my panel was a former Miss USA, Nana Merriweather. She had won USA in 2012, so she was one of my cohorts, which was great. I always like having former beauty queens judging with me.
I had a fellow beauty queen on my pageant, on my panel as well.
Oh, did you know?
Yeah. For, well, 1994 Miss Oregon USA.
I also had 1984 Miss Oklahoma, who looked like
she was 86.
Hadn't changed at all. She was stunning.
And
that
was her first pageant.
First pageant
she
judged.
Yeah.
She was
beautiful.
Oh, boy. And how. So, I mean, it was a great weekend. We had judged. We had eaten. I tell you, it was eating.
Yeah, one of the
right?
good things about these pageant things, in addition to seeing beautiful women, and by the way, everybody says, boy, I wish I could have your job. Sure, it's great to see the beautiful women in the swimsuits and in the evening gowns, and the whole thing sounds great. But the interview process is a long day.
It's a whole day.
It's
a whole day.
It is. It's, you know, enduring work. So, everybody would love to do it, but it's not as easy as you may think. You don't just sit there and look at beautiful women in bikinis, which we call swimsuits. But the competition was tough. But I got to say, some of these people with the interviews, that's why you got to say, why do we even need the interviews? Because some of these people, they have you're presented with a resume about the girl. And sometimes you ask questions that are on their resume, and they don't know what you're talking about. They say they speak 3 languages, and when you ask them, they go, well, I'm taking a French class, or I'm taking a Spanish class, or stuff like this. So
you got to love them. You got to love them. It was a great show. It was held at the Performing Arts Center at Purchase Purchase College out there in Purchase, New York, which is, again, it's a suburb of White Plains, which is a great event. It went really smooth. Everybody loved the show. We loved the show.
I got to tell you, Mark, I do feel uncomfortable. One portion of the show when the girls are in the swimsuits and they're prancing around, but when they get down to the final 10, where they stand like 3 feet
in front
from
you. And they just stand there for 30 seconds or so looking at you
and they're
and flipping it around
you.
So you could look at them.
And they're looking at you. I mean, eyeballing you. And it's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to say, are you kidding? I love this. It's not uncomfortable at all. But hey, don't get me wrong. I still love it. It's good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So I guess that covers our pageant news
pageant
for the last couple weeks. Yeah. So the other day we had an invitation to the first annual Los Angeles Cookie Convention.
Oh, boy, that was in Pasadena.
Yeah. First
I
one.
I never heard – well, I was going to say I
did
never heard
about
it.
Did you read the whole article? I mean, the whole email, Mark, that we got
I
back
did.
From?
Yeah.
So they're planning on doing 2 days next year.
Yeah, and it's going to be – it's this thing's going to turn out to be like
I don't want to say Comic-Con.
I'd say it's going to be like Comic-Con to cookies.
Yeah, it's going
to
be huge.
Speaking about cookies, thanks to Sarah's Skinny Sweets.
Oh.
She not only was in our Beat Bobby Flay bag, she's also in our Oscar gifting suite in 3 weeks. She was in at CookieCon.
Yeah, she had a nice booth set up there. She had the media wall. And, again, big shout-out to her. She was in the Bobby Flay. She's going to be in our Oscar gifting suite in a couple weeks. And good stuff, too. I believe it's organic. Or is it vegan? I think it's vegan.
Vegan, right. Or gluten-free. That's it.
I'm sorry, Sarah. Gluten-free. And big shout-out to her. She's trying to get into Whole Foods. I think she just recently got into Whole Foods, which is a huge, huge stepping stone.
Also, big shout-out to Ellenbach's Cheese Chalet. Four-year-old sharp cheddar cheese. They were also in Beat Bobby Flay. I'm sorry, folks, if you're just listening right now, you're just tuning in. Some of these brands are just coming in right now as I was in such a rush to leave the office this morning. My portfolio listing all the brands that I was going to mention today is now sitting at my office desk. So I've got some of the brands listed here, and you know that's something we always like to thank and mention the brands that participated. So I'm going to try to knock these out throughout the show. But if I miss you, don't worry. Next week, we will get you in here.
And, geez, I'm lost for this name, Mark. Wellness.
Rockin' Wellness.
Rockin' Wellness.
Yeah, of course. We know Rockin' Wellness.
They've been in several of our events, and we love them, and they're a perfect fit for Bobby Flay. Utter Cream, which is not a food-related
product. And let's not forget teriyaki-flavored Spam.
Oh, yes. And Don Francisco Coffee.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Don Francisco. Buy by the pound. Get out there. Get it.
I've got it. I drink it every day.
The teriyaki Spam. Do they also provide T-shirts, the Spam, I think?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah. T-shirts. And
we can get a can of that stuff. I'd like to try that.
Yeah, we need to. And Stubbies. I'd like to thank Stubbies.com for participating in the Beat Bobby Flay gift bag.
And the aprons. We also had were they Jennifer's aprons?
Let's see. I don't know on the top of my head.
And if you are listening, our apologies. Like Mark mentioned, he left his portfolio in the car, I believe, what have you. So we will follow up with whoever we're missing out on today. We will catch up with you and on the further show. So thank you again for all who was involved.
Yes.
And back to the CookieCon.
Yeah. CookieCon was great because you wouldn't think that there would be a convention where it's all cookies and cupcakes and what's that other thing that they
brownies?
The other one,
toffee?
The French thing, the French macarons. The macarons.
You asked about the correct pronunciation. What is the correct
pronunciation? She didn't know, but I believe it is macarons.
Yeah.
Just
our
like
buddy,
that.
Our buddy John Sally was there.
John Sally, former LA Laker.
And former Detroit Piston, with his introducing his new vegan wine.
Did we try that?
We did, and it was fine. But vegan wine, I didn't even know that there was such a thing. But that's
there's vegan thing. Everything now, I'll
there's
tell you that much.
Everything is
yeah,
right.
That's for sure. But it wasn't bad, yeah. It wasn't
yeah.
bad at
I
all.
I mean, if you wouldn't have told me. I know we did try the vegan mac and cheese, which they emphasized to us. It wasn't made with macaroni. It wasn't made with cheese. It wasn't made with anything like that. And you can't even tell. I was able to tell the difference.
Of the wine?
The macaroni and cheese.
Oh, I told the difference.
Yeah, I mean, this is you're not going to be able to tell the difference, but I could. I mean, it wasn't made with, what was it made with then? What was that?
What's anything made of, you know?
But you know when you're getting mac and cheese, you know you're getting cheese. But
Ashley's Sweet Chips. Now, these things are delicious. They were also in Beat Bobby Flay Bag a couple weeks ago. Ashley's Sweet Chips. Thanks for participating in the Beat Bobby Flay gift bag.
More to follow is right.
Yeah. So we spent 2 hours at this cookie con the other day.
Yeah.
When you think of it, 2 hours walking around eating cookies.
And it wasn't even that big. I was expecting a lot larger. A lot of people, but
thousands of people. The line to get into this thing at the Pasadena Convention Center is unbelievable.
We thought there was like another event going on.
We thought it had to be. But it's great because Keurig was there too, and they were serving their iced coffees or hot coffees. And I forget what flavor of the iced coffee I had,
mocha.
But Keurig was
mocha.
I mean, yeah, it was fantastic.
The mocha.
Thanks, Keurig, for participating.
Kind of sweet, though.
It was kind of sweet, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was a huge line just to get the free coffee.
Yeah, you know it, Mark, as well as I do, free. I mean, last night I'm watching the show called Episodes with Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah.
You know, he's playing himself. He's in Hollywood. He's going to one of the Golden Globe gifting suites. Hey, we're familiar with this. This is our business. But he takes one of his associates. She's never been. And she's completely overwhelmed with everything. And she's taken absolutely everything. And he's like, why do you need this cat litter?
But the one that's taken everything, is she an actress?
No, she's a writer.
Oh, writer.
Yeah. But she's taken everything. And Matt LeBlanc is saying, you don't even drink coffee. Or you don't even have a cat. Why are you taking this? And she says, it doesn't matter. It's free. Whenever you have an opportunity to get anything that's free, you just take it.
Yeah.
And that's how these people are at these things, too. They will literally grab anything at these cookie cons or these food things that we go to. Anything.
Yeah.
Just to get it because it's free.
Yeah.
And I guess that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who doesn't like free?
Everybody likes free, but
Pardo peanuts were also part of the Beat Bobby Flay gift bag. So
where are you getting all these from, Mark?
I've got my extra notes here. So, I mean, I'll have my portfolio at home, but I've got notes over here. So Pardo's peanuts. Pardo's Party Peanuts. Thanks for participating in Beat Bobby Flay. Everybody loved the bag. And you know what? I think we're back for season five, right?
This is season four, season three. This is the third time we've done. Was this the third time we've done it?
Third time we've done it. So this was season four, I believe.
This was the best one we've had so
far. I think most likely we're doing season five.
Which would be?
Because this bag was loaded with 35 to 40 great items. And we had cutting board. Do you remember what that cutting board was?
No, I don't.
Well, we're going to get this. We're going to get the whole list of you know, put out there. But it was 35, 40 brands we had in this thing, and it was fantastic. So we're definitely going to mention the rest of the brands next week, and hopefully we'll be back for season five. Right?
I can't see why we wouldn't.
Yeah, they loved it. I'm getting hungry just thinking about the foods that were in this thing.
You know, I'm telling you, I am as well.
Yeah.
You know, back to the cookie convention thing, and as much as I love the sweets and I could keep on eating this stuff, man, you really overindulge pretty quickly.
Yeah.
With a lot of places give real small samples, but some places give like the full size sample, and you're eating just because you want to eat. Even though you're full, you're still eating.
Well, the good thing about it is I thought we were having breakfast there in the VIP room, and their breakfast was not there. So I was hungry since I hadn't had breakfast. So eating all the different samples and the foods they got there was just fine for me because I needed something.
Yeah. You know. I completely understand. Hey, by the way, Mark, I'm looking. Oh, never mind. Gotcha. Okay. There you go. Hey, how about those clouds out there? Look at those formations.
That's beautiful.
I'm telling you, when I heard it raining this morning, and it was completely dark when I went out this morning to get the paper, it was dark, it was cold, it was wet, and it was gloomy. And I look out the window and I see this. It's just fantastic.
Breaking pageant news.
Boy,
we were just invited to return to the East Coast and judge the Miss South Carolina USA pageant, the Miss North Carolina USA pageant, and the Miss Louisiana USA pageant. So we've got Louisiana, South Carolina and North Carolina coming down the pipe in September and October.
And not to mention, Mark, what we were invited to attend last week, the Miss Teen International.
Teen International.
In Virginia Beach, right? Was that it, Virginia Beach?
Yeah, Virginia Beach. And it's a five-day thing?
Tuesday through Sunday.
Of a whole week.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, that's crazy.
Yep.
I'm talking crazy.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It's a good time for all to be participating in these events.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, we've got our upcoming Oscar gifting suite in 3 weeks in Beverly Hills. We have a former Miss Illinois teen, Miranda Frenzau, coming as our guest.
Yeah, and didn't we also invite Miss California, depending on her
schedule? The new Miss California and the new Miss Teen California USA will also be there on Saturday, February 21st, on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. It's the place to be seen and seen for the 8th annual WOW Creation Celebrity Gifting Suite on Rodeo Drive during Oscar Week. We're inviting Oscar nominees, Oscar presenters, past Oscar winners, beauty kings, primetime TV stars, press, media, reality stars, sports stars. I mean, it's going to be an eclectic who's who on the guest list. There's going to be booze, music, snacks, food. It's going to be just a fabulous Saturday afternoon in Beverly Hills during Oscar Eve.
Let's just hope we have better weather than we did last year.
Oh, boy.
It was the monsoon, remember?
That was terrible.
Yeah. Speaking of reality stars coming, do you watch Millionaire Matchmaker?
Yep.
Man, I'm starting to get really tired.
I missed the last couple weeks of it.
I'm really getting tired of this Patty Stanger.
Oh, yeah?
Last night, she had one of the housewives of Miami, Marisol Patton.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Is that right? She was on it?
Yeah,
oh, I missed that one.
She's 47.
You know, that show's got all celebrities on it now, or all TV
almost,
stars.
I mean, almost, because she, you know, they always have two people. She was the celebrity. Then they had, a martial artist boxer as the other guy in there.
Well, they mixed up, too. They'll have, like, one celebrity and one regular
and,
person.
And RZA from the Shaws of
Sunset. Oh, boy, I missed that one.
No, he wasn't looking for love because he just got married.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He was there as a consultant, I guess, overlooking to make sure she chooses the right person. But anyhow, Patty Stanger, get this, she's got her own wine.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
It's called...
Well, if John Sally does, why not?
Yeah, isn't that the thing?
Yeah.
Have your own wine or your own scotch or your own... Must be pretty easy.
Yeah. Well, you know? I mean, you're not out there... You don't own the vineyard. The vineyard comes to you and they say, we need a spokesman. Can we put your name on the bottle? Here's $100,000. So,
right.
I mean, she's not out there crushing the grapes, you know, smashing the grapes. So,
Sure.
It's all business opportunities that come to you once you have a show on TV and once you've got the show on TV. Speaking of which, we are on Storage Wars today, I believe, right?
Go on now.
Are we?
3:30 and 7:30, I believe.
3:30?
Was it 3:30 or is it 3 o'clock?
I thought it was 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's the cook.
Our first episode.
Yeah, well, first episode is Buyers.
Right.
Yeah.
My favorite episode.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It is a good one.
It is a good one. It's very entertaining. In fact, we got an email, Mark, or a text or Facebook from one of your fellow judges, Carol from QVC.
Did we?
Yeah, saying that she saw us over the weekend.
Oh, great.
And she loved it.
Great.
So that's always fun stuff. Hey, we got a couple t-shirts we need to send out still.
Oh, yeah. So Mary Hess, if you're listening out there in Niagara Falls, sorry for the delay. We got you the photos a couple weeks ago or last week. We just got to get those t-shirts to you. So tell your what was your friend's name? Mark, I think, or...
Jeez.
Yeah, but just let him know the t-shirts are coming. The t-shirts are coming, so the Harris Brothers t-shirts are on their way.
I hate to say it, but better late than never. I mean, what we need to do is focus on right when we get these requests immediately. We need an assistant.
We need an assistant. Assistance wanted. Contact wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. We'll vent you. We'll look at your resume. We'll make some phone calls, see if you're the quality that we're looking for.
We'll vent you?
We'll vet them. And then if you meet our standards, you're in.
Do we need one or do we need two?
Let's start off with one and see how that goes. This might be some cracker box guy or girl that's just out of the ballpark, and we only need the one. Uh-huh. We get two, things start getting complicated.
Yeah. Hey, did you see the season finale last week of American Horror Story?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was okay.
I loved it.
Yeah.
That was the fourth season
installment,
and it was the best one. I wonder where they're going to go next. I mean, they've all been interesting in their own way, but that, without a doubt, was the best.
Yeah.
I mean...
I didn't see two of them. I saw the first one, and I saw this one, but I didn't see
the last one,
Covenant Asylum.
Yeah. The Covenant wasn't that good. That's when they were down there in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What date was that set? Was that...
That was current.
Current, okay.
Yeah, that was current. Didn't... And the first season, I think I only watched one episode. That's with... What was the guy's name that was in that? They were just like, it was a family, just a house, right?
It was the first one, yeah. It was Dylan McDermott, I think, was the guy.
Yeah.
It was a haunted house.
And there was some guy in a plastic suit or something. He was.
Yeah.
Did they ever find out who that was?
I don't know. I missed the last two episodes.
So that was that. I saw one episode there, Asylum. I didn't see any of Asylum. And then I saw almost
I do like how they got the recurring guys that have been in the season after season.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So didn't see any of Asylum. So I guess no wonder. I mean, I didn't really care for New Orleans, even though I watched the whole thing. Didn't see any of Asylum and only saw one or two episodes of the first one. So no wonder I love the fourth one so much.
Yeah.
But Empire. What do you think of Empire?
Oh, that's right. When's it on tomorrow
night? Let me ask you this.
I like it.
That one girl that's in there who was Academy Award nominated a couple years ago for the movie Precious, and she's also
She's American the big Horror one. Story. The large one.
Do you think that in this industry they would have her, what's his name, Terrence Howard, our buddy, would have her as his assistant?
Yeah, because they've been friends since they were kids, or they were the young years. He kept her along throughout the good years and the bad years.
Just like the guy that he killed, his buddy, or his cousin, or his wife's cousin.
Yep.
Okay. But, that's on tonight, or is that on Wednesdays?
I believe it's Wednesday.
Okay. Right? So tomorrow on Fox.
I like it.
To post the photos. Did you see The Bachelor last night?
I have it on while I'm working. The family's watching it, but I'm working while it's on, so I can hear it. It's good to listen to.
I watched the first episode, just like The Celebrity Apprentice. I always watch the first episode, and that's it. And I just get bored real fast.
Yeah,
just like The Bachelor, get bored real fast.
Again, I've got it on, but I am just not,
Yeah. What about that other reality show? It's on E. Christine Milioti.
I saw part of the episode on the plane coming back from New York.
I try to catch all these shows, but I wonder how they get made. Now, she was a singer and popular in the early 2000s, I think.
I've never heard of her before the show came on. I mean, I've heard of her.
I've heard of her, but I thought she was... I thought she was an actress. Maybe,
but based on the house she was living in, she had a nice palatial mansion. I guess she did all right for herself.
I guess so.
You know?
Yeah, but I couldn't get past 5 minutes of her screaming. And who are these people?
Well, it's her mother, or her two sisters, I guess her brother-in-law. I guess that's the main cast. Okay. Hey, I want you to do a quick shout-out because, like I mentioned before, we've got our Oscar Celebrity Gifting Suite coming up in 3 weeks. I believe we have two spots left for the suite. So if you have a product, a brand, a service that you'd like to get some media exposure, elevate the brand, get some celebrity photos, we've still got the two spots left. So you could contact us at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com or wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com, and we'll definitely see about getting you involved in this excellent marketing opportunity.
Anybody we supposed to shout out that just signed on for the Oscars?
Yes, I'm sure there are. But again, I left my portfolio at home, so I don't have them here to do the shout out.
All right. Well, we'll get them next time.
So unless you can memorize them and remember who they are, then forget it.
Yeah.
Okay. What events have we got coming up? Anything going on next week?
We were invited to the Image Awards.
When is that?
It's next Wednesday at the... It's got an interesting name for this club. But anyhow, the Image Awards are in 2 weeks. This is a pre-Image Award party on the Sunset Strip at a club called Valcouz, I think. It's very popular.
It's on the Sunset Strip?
Yeah, directly across the street from the Chateau Marmont.
Oh, so okay. It's by that taco place, I guess. Then.
Yeah, Pinchy's Tacos.
Yeah, that's
right
it.
Next to, yeah, Pinchy's. So we were invited to that. That's taking place next week. Next Wednesday, and then believe it or not, the makeup and hair awards taking place at Paramount Studios. That's on February 14th.
Valentine's Day. Right.
That we attended last year, which was fantastic.
Yeah, love getting. Always to like getting. Always like going to Paramount Studios.
Yeah, and then they had some great. No,
we
dinner,
met
but,
June Squibb, Oscar nominee June Squibb from Nebraska last year.
Which, by the way, where is she now?
Yeah, no kidding.
But anyhow,
I saw some movie that was like 25 years old, and she had a credit at the end. I didn't see her in the movie, but she had a credit.
You just saw the name?
Yeah, because I just put on this movie that was ending, mm-hmm. and the credits were running, and there was June Squibb, and I'm thinking, wow, 25 years ago.
I see.
Well, she's about 75 now, so yeah. she would have been about 50 years old.
Yeah, this was her break. Yeah. So we got that going on. That's good. They're honoring Rick Baker this year.
Long overdue.
Yeah.
We met Rick Baker like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
35 years ago.
He had just done King Kong.
King Kong. Yeah. Great guy. So we got that going on, and I'm sure we just got an invite list a couple days ago with a bunch of stuff going on, so I guess we need to pick and choose. Oh, there's a Scotch thing, Scotch tasting that we're invited to tomorrow, but I'm not sure if we're going to do that. We're going to be in downtown today for a meeting, and it would have worked out. Too many events, not enough time to get there.
We'll be at what's the place we're going to this afternoon? Ruby's? Robbie's?
Bodega Louie's.
Bodega Louie's, that's
it. So if you're in the downtown Los Angeles area today around Bodega Louie's,
pop on in. Say hello.
Pop on in. Real cool place. I like the name. You know, they're really doing a great job with downtown Los Angeles.
I think it's great. They've completely redid it, just like what they did to Hollywood. Because in the last 10 years, they really turned Hollywood around because there was a real pit before. And downtown L.A. wasn't comparable to other great cities of the East, but now they're doing a big turnaround. They're currently building the largest, tallest building west of the Mississippi, owned by South Korean Airlines. It's going to be completed in about 2 more years. It's going to be fabulous. They've got markets, clubs, nightclubs, restaurants.
Jerry just got here.
Oh, great. Great. Okay. We're going to be doing an interview here in about 10 minutes
before the show ends. Yeah.
Right.
But, and all the lofts going up downtown and down there on Broadway by the new Ace Hotel, new restaurants.
You know what I thought was cool yesterday? We were out at TMZ, out there in Playa del Vista. Playa Vista, which is right next to Marina del Rey. I had never been to Playa Vista before.
Oh, wait a minute. It was Playa del Rey, wasn't it?
Was it Playa del Rey or Playa Vista? Okay, they got two of them right down there. But boy, this is where TMZ is based. And first off, TMZ is huge.
Yeah.
We were in the studio, and this place was just massive. I was surprised, because when you see it on TV, you don't think of it as being that big.
I always thought it was a small little office.
But the Playa Vista area, or Playa del Rey, whichever one it is, was fantastic, because I've never seen so much building going on as far as residential.
There was almost a mile-long complex.
Apartments, condos. And it was just nonstop building at this place, which is great because you're right by Marina del Rey, so you're right by the ocean, you're right by the airport, you're on the west side, so you're close to a lot of cool restaurants and clubs and whatnot. So it's a great location to be, but never being in Playa Vista before, I was thoroughly impressed at the city.
Yeah, you know, it had to be literally a half a mile long worth of apartment complexes, or kind of at least a half a mile.
Great meeting with TMZ as well. I mean, I don't know if you ever watch it,
but
go to TMZ.com for details. Right?
For details.
Hey, we're always looking for more friends on Facebook and Twitter. So if you want to follow us and see what the Harris Brothers are doing on a regular basis, when our shows are running, where we're traveling to, go to facebook.com/wowcreations and follow us. We also are always looking at increasing the number of Twitter followers we've got. Who doesn't love Twitter?
We got two Twitter accounts.
We do. Twitter.com/WowHollywood. So go there and follow us. That way you'll know where we're going, what we're doing, because we are always doing something every day.
It's always fun to watch the Harris Brothers.
Yeah.
To follow us.
Also, LinkedIn. We must have put on another 200 friends. Not call it friends. It's followers, whatever you want to call it, in the last couple weeks. But LinkedIn.com, Wow Creations. Also, you can follow us on MySpace, MySpace.com, Flickr, Instagram. So we're always out there. If you want to send us an email at any given time, wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com, wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com, or if you want to see what's going on, go to our website, wowcreationsmedia.com.
Did you mention MySpace?
I did.
Yeah.
So there's lots of stuff going on with us.
Yeah, lots of stuff. Always trying to keep it going.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
And you can watch us 24/7, 365 on firstrun.tv, where the fabulous world of WOW is running 24/7, 365 from your laptop, desktop,
tablet,
iPad, tablet, iPhone, Samsung Galaxy, wherever you want.
Go.
There you are.
There you have it.
Okay.
Hey, Super Bowl coming up. We didn't even talk about that
How about that? Deflategate. Big deal.
I got no problems with that. I mean, the way I look at it, it wouldn't have made any difference with the score.
Hey, do you know how much money Tom Brady's worth?
Oh, let's see. I think she's worth more than he is.
Well, the question is him.
Hold on. I know she's worth about 300. So he's
350.
He's probably worth about 150, 175.
Right. Half a billion between the two of them.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, isn't it?
And you know what? If you ask me, she's nothing to brag about either. Big nose.
They got a $25 million estate here in Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Chicken feed, son. Chicken feed.
Chicken feed, huh?
Yeah.
They got three kids, don't they?
I'm not sure.
We met him a couple years back.
Yeah.
We met him even last year, but he didn't have a moment to give me a photo
at the
Kentucky Derby.
Which is
tight. Actually, it was his publicist that kept him moving. He was ready to...
Speaking about the Kentucky Derby, we're short 13 weeks from Saturday to the Kentucky Derby.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, 13 weeks from Saturday is the 142nd running of the Kentucky Derby. We've gone every year for the last 8 years. Still working on negotiating, going back again this year. So we hope to be there. If we're not, we're not.
We should follow up with that email today regarding our, that potential opportunity.
Also, a huge shout-out to the Container Store.
Oh,
the containerstore.com.
Yes.
They not only participated in our Beat Bobby Flay gift bag, they are also at Sundance this last weekend at our Celebrity Gifting Suite on Main Street in Park City. They provided these fabulous backpacks, and all the VIPs and celebrities that came into the gifting suite received this thing. So the containerstore.com, thanks again, Container Store, for being part of that gifting. Thanks for being part of the Bobby Flay. And I think they're participating in our Reader's Digest thing that we're doing in a couple
weeks.
They are.
That's right. Reader's Digest is having their annual conference where they're inviting bloggers and editors and so forth. And they reached out to us. We're providing a wonderful swag bag with some really good stuff in there, too.
Yeah, and the Container Store is going to be in there. So, again, the Container Store. .com for your container needs in 2015. Thank you, Container Store.
Yeah, a Container Store, and they provided backpacks for our Sundance event.
Yeah, which is great because I mean, backpacks are great to fill up on all the swag you're going to get when you're going up and down Main Street.
Yeah, light on the snow this year on Main Street.
Yeah, 54 degrees and sunny yesterday.
Isn't that crazy?
No snow, which was great. No, I mean, there's still snow in the mountains from the snowing they had a couple weeks ago. But Park City, which is the main drag, which is where the Sundance Film Festival is taking place, was pretty much bone dry.
How about that?
Figures. Which is great.
Figures, right? So what about them SAGs? I saw Boyhood.
Quick and I like it. Quick and to the point. 2 hours, in and out, great. Boyhood, no thanks. I'll pass.
Yeah. Too long. I like the concept. The film was made over a 12-year period where all the participants just gave up a week of their time a year for 12 years to get the movie made. But I don't get that to do other than the whole concept and idea. It was an okay movie. It looked like it could have been a MOW, Movie of the Week, for those who don't know. And that's it. You know, Ethan Hawke was great. And, you know, he got recognition for being nominated. But other than that, got to get out there and see.
I've got no desire to see it at all. My wife wants to see it, so I guess I'll go with her. But I myself personally,
My wife loved it, and she saw it twice. She saw it
twice.
She saw it, you know, 3 months ago.
Wow.
And she watched it with me a couple days ago. Which I love it when the Oscar-nominated or the nominated films are on DVD, and you don't have to actually go pay to see them in the theater. You could get rent them for a buck at Redbox.
Wow.
And that's what they did here. Budapest Hotel, that's already out as well.
Well, that came out earlier in the year.
Well, what I'm saying is I like when you could see these movies that are, you know, you don't have to see them in the theater.
Yeah. You that know. Way you can you don't have to spend $12 a movie.
Which, by the way, my Whitney's boyfriend Cameron's grandmother is some big shot in Hollywood in some way. She gets all the movies sent to her.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they have a film room.
Wow.
A movie room in their house. So
great.
I got to find out what her position is there. But yeah, so she gets all the movies.
Great.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
Great.
You don't have to leave. But part of the whole thing is going out to a movie. You know, that's,
I have to agree. I love sitting in there. I love the coming attractions. I like when the room goes dark. I like my popcorn. I love the whole ambiance, the whole movie feeling. And most Americans do, and they have for over 100 years. So I don't care how cheap a DVD is going to get. I don't care how low Redbox is going to be. I don't care how big the TVs are going to be at home. It's never going to replace the movie-going experience.
Yeah.
Hands down, that's it.
Yeah. Well, Mark, did you see the email we just got from Annette?
No.
I know we did mention her brands earlier today, but we'll mention them again. This is a tricky one. Arakfarm.com. That's ARAWAKFARM.com. This is the.
Are you sure that's the correct spelling?
Yeah, ARAWAKFARM.
How do you pronounce that?
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of tricky.
I thought it was Arawak.
That's it. Arawak.
Okay.
That's how it's pronounced. Arawak, okay. Which is correct. Yeah. And they do the rubs. They do you know, dry rubs. For spicy, and they also have spicy fruit spread. Spicy fruit spreads. Boy, that's kind of tricky. Spicy fruit spreads. And
ArawakFarm.com.
Yeah, there you go. And thanks, Annette, for sending that. And we'll get that email to you later today.
Did you also mention Belcor Preserves?
Mentioned them earlier today as well.
BelcorPreserves.com. They've got honey jack pepper. Boy, this stuff sounds great. Honey jack pepper sauce, honey mustard pepper sauce, pineapple preserves, tomato chutney. Belcher Preserves is a Jamaican specialty food company that produces gourmet blue mountain honey, hot pepper sauces, savory condiments, and fruit preserves. Honey is a key ingredient in all of their products, and they are made with fresh local produce with artificial flavors. Without artificial flavors or preservatives. So, I mean, this stuff sounds fantastic. This gives me a reason to go down to Jamaica just to get all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
So thanks
again. We greatly appreciate
your involvement and participation.
BelcourPreserves.com and as well as ArrowWackFarm.com.
ArrowWack. Yeah, that's it. That sounds easy enough. ArrowWack.
Yeah, but you were struggling. Yeah, I don't know why you were struggling.
ArrowWack.
Yeah.
ArrowWack Farms.
But it was great stuff. And, you know, apologies if we missed you for Beat Bobby Flay this week. We are going to get you the next time. Just a reminder also, if you love Storage Wars, and by gosh, who doesn't? Everywhere Matt and I walk, they've got their Storage Wars fans are everywhere. When we were in New York, we bumped into a couple from, what was it, England?
England. They were in for a bar mitzvah.
That watch is over there. So we are on today in the A&E network at what time was
3,
that?
3 p.m. and I believe 7 o'clock as well.
Okay.
Pacific Standard Time.
So we're like I Love Lucy. We're running. We're always running in reruns somewhere around the globe. So if you like Storage Wars, please watch us at 3 o'clock. Plus the new episode. We still got new episodes coming out tonight?
Yeah, every Tuesday at 9 o'clock.
Okay. So watch Storage Wars. Listen us to here on the Tastemakers, the LATalkRadio.com at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 days a week.
Or you can catch old episodes whenever.
Yeah, if you missed a couple episodes, go to LATalkRadio.com. Go to the Tastemakers. It's on Channel 2. And there's all our episodes. You could start knocking them out. You know, it's kind of like binge listening. You know, if you binge watch Breaking Bad, binge listen to the Tastemakers.
And, you know, it may not be current. You might not be listening to a current show, but it's still entertaining.
Yeah.
Damn entertaining.
And if you want to follow, again, like I said, you got to follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, MySpace, Instagram, Facebook, or what's the other one? Flickr. We're there. Go to our website, wildcreationsmedia.com. Send us an email at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. We'll get you all the information you need, what we're going, where we're going, what we're doing, what events are coming up. Again, we've got our event coming up 3 weeks from Saturday, which is our Celebrity Gifting Suite during Oscar Week, which is our biggest event of the year. We've got two spaces left. Get back to us. We'll get you a spot. We're also doing something for the Kentucky Derby. We're doing something for what are the other events we're doing later on this year? Always stuff going on. Always fun to know what we're doing. And it's easy enough by going to our website. So with that, we say thanks for listening. Tune in again next week. And eat something good. Drink something good. And we'll see you. Ciao.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.